to see this big advance.
Historian John Johnson surveys the neighborhood on 5th and Franklin, just a few blocks off Withville's Main Street.
From Washington Street all the way over, every property had a white picket fence.
Johnson stands on the long porch of a bright white clapboard building lined with dark green trim. 3 decades ago, he'd pass by and watch the paint eroding, the siding popping off, and the roof rusting.
At that time, the school was pretty much a shack.
Built in 1882, the Withville Training School was a key institution for educating African Americans in Southwest Virginia for more than 80 years.
When I saw this building, I just saw a piece of African American legacy just fall into the ground.
Richard Henry Scott was the school's first teacher. He moved here from Richmond in 1876 at the age of 19, traveling to areas that lacked educators by horse and buggy and staying overnight with students' families.
He was a circuit educator, and to explain that, he taught it several localities. Max Meadows, he taught at Ivanhoe, he taught at Cripple Creek or the Henley community.
Johnson has done extensive research on the Withville Training School, putting together many pieces after discovering a trunk full of Richard Scott's documents in a house down the street. But he also knows the history through experience. He started the first grade here in 1944.
And I attended the school until 1952. When there was a new African-American school built not too far from here, and this school was closed down.
The building is small. Just 4 rooms accommodated about 100 students of different grade levels. Folding doors dividing the space could be rolled back when there was a performance on the built-in stage or a social gathering in the evening. Johnson's sister, Louise Crockett, was a 1948 graduate.
When you came the school in the mornings, first thing you did was you did the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag, and you sang America the Beautiful, and then we always sang the National Negro Anthem. We learned that. We learned about Booker T. Washington, and you always learned about George Washington Carver. We learned those. And so we got a little black history. Way back then, we got black history.
A cheerleader and member of the Glee Club, Crockett says these were some of the happiest years of her life.
We had our proms here at school. We always have our proms, and the people would come and volunteer and for chaperones. And then we had a lot of socials. At the end of the year, though, they would have a school closing. And I remember so vividly how we had to dress up in crepe paper. They made a little costume out of crepe paper and we'd be on the stage here. And each year we have our little school closing.
After the school was closed and sold, the building housed commercial businesses, and some were concerned a future owner might raise the structure. After years of rallying support, Johnson and other community members finally succeeded in purchasing the property and formed the Withville Training School Cultural Center in 2001. The nonprofit is run by a small group of volunteers, one part-time staff member, and a $30,000 annual budget.
There's a lot of people in the community that still need to hear a lot of the history here. It's a precious resource that we want to keep and protect.
Margaret Lee is president of the organization's board of directors.
To me, it's really special that we can still contribute to the community, that we can offer services and be a part of the community and keep the building viable, useful.
Withville Training School and Cultural Center now offers tutoring, adult literacy, and computer classes, as well as a small museum and children's library. They also work with community groups to hold health screenings and an annual flu clinic. Those involved would like to see the organization grow, but many Withville Training School alumni have moved away or died. Johnson estimates only about 75 are still living.
Well, I would hope for the future, because it is historically an African-American building. But I would hope for the future that more African-Americans could be involved with what goes on here.
The organization would also like to continue the tradition of using the building for non-educational activities, like socials and weddings, and hope the Training School Cultural Center becomes a regular stop for people exploring the region's history. For Virginia Currents, this is Catherine Comp, WCVE News, Withville.